Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I return Sunday nights 4 to 6 p.m. and do so many other live shows because we're in the fight of our lives. Now she's moving through. She keeps a motor clean. To number 13. Yeah, the number 13's unlucky for the New World Order. Lucky for us. The original 13 stars, 13 colonies. And then you turn on the power. Yes, man was given dominion over the earth until he signed it over to Satan. And we're now in the process of taking the deed back through Jesus Christ, but we have to execute in Christ's name to enforce the document. That's why the devil runs around like a chicken with his head cut off, because he knows his time is short. All right, let's fire up the phone system. Let's get somebody in there to take the calls. To work computer system, so you flip it on. It's not like, you know, classical phone system with flashing lights. And, you're welcome to call in about Trump saying the New World Order wants to depopulate the earth. You're like, well, we already know that. But yeah, that's a big deal for him to say that. We're getting this all out in the open. The globalists have been on record wanting to do this for 50 years or more. But when you talk about it, they would attack you. Well, now, it's good to have corporate media attack you. They're a joke. So everybody should stop being intimidated by what CNN attacks. Oh, CNN's attacking Donald Trump. Come on, Alex Jones's show. We better not have Donald Trump come on. And by the way, I got a call a month ago by the Bitcoin organizers, or the big Bitcoin conference, the biggest in the world in Nashville. And they said, we want to fly you out here and we on the 27th or whatever. And we want you to introduce Trump. And I'm so busy. I'm not name dropping. I'm so busy. I feel terrible about it. They wanted me and Luke Radowski to introduce him. I was so busy. I kind of shelved it. And I thought, oh, the Trump campaign. Do they know about this? Yeah, they know. And it's not that I'm jaded. I'm just so thinking about like how I liked. It's not that I'm scared to be in public, but I kind of like being behind the scenes and just, you know, it's effective. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get back with you, sure, because I didn't. I figured they'd do that, and the campaign would hear about it, and then they would become some fiasco. So I never called them back. And then Luke's like, well, I'm speaking right before Trump. Too bad you didn't come. Like, I spoke right before J.D. Vance in Detroit. And again, it's not that it's like I'm so not trying to get in Mar-a-Lago. I'm so not trying to get – Trump used to invite me to the White House all the time. I never came. I probably should have gone. There's just this – was it Groucho Marx or who was it that said I wouldn't join any club that would have me? It's not that I don't want to be in the Trump club. It's just that I get to talk to whoever wants to tune in, millions of people. My God, I mean, I'm so blessed that Elon Musk took over X. We're considerably reaching, let's not exaggerate, because it gets fed out on our channel, and then I can't even track it everywhere. 30 million people a day extra. And so I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll just stay here. And then I see that badass speech, and I'm like, I was like, it's like Aaron Russo asked me to be in his film. His big seminal film on the New World Order. What was the name of that? America, Freedom to Fascism. And I just was busy and said, I didn't do it. And then it was a big hit. And I loved Aaron Russo already. Why did I not do that? Well, it's the same thing. I didn't introduce Trump and Bitcoin. My fault. Whatever. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
A lot of stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. So you missed what I was saying, but I need to put a bookend on that. I didn't finish what I was talking about. I didn't tell the story of being invited by the biggest Bitcoin conference in the world. It was held in Nashville Saturday. I didn't tell the story of how they invited me to be the speaker before Trump, and I just never did it and didn't call him back. And then it went forward. Luke Radowski was the speaker before him, and because they wanted me and Luke to be there, the speakers before Trump. It's not about me name dropping. Oh, I could have been the speaker before Trump, and I, didn't do it because I'm cool. No, I was so freaked out. I was invited like days before Trump got shot, and then Trump got shot. And they were calling me saying, hey, Mr. Jones, who do you want to fly here? We'll pay for your first class. Won't you speak for Trump? That I was so freaked out about if they killed Trump, nuclear war, and all the things, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then he does this incredible speech, and I'm kind of on hindsight, oh, I wish I would have. But that's not why I tell the story. That's just what happened, so I have to tell the story. They had me go speak at the big TPUSA events right before J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance tells me, yeah, I'm the VP. A month before he announces, they invite me to all these big Republican things now. And it's not about me getting invited to the cool kid club. It's that before they cared what the Democratic Party and the New York Times said, now they've listened to my advice in phone calls off the record where I say, why are you intimidated by them? Whatever they attack you for, is they know that's their weakness. You want to be radical. You want to be the real Dukes of Hazzard, but you're not selling moonshine. You're promoting freedom. Now get that 1 minute Dukes of Hazzard promo ready. This isn't about me telling a story about how I'm the cool kid and I get invited to Mar-a-Lago or I get invited to introduce Trump. And then for whatever reason, it's not even on my radar because I'm so worried about nuclear war that I just didn't even register. And I think that was my subconscious. I think I made the decision that maybe that would hurt Trump. And so I made the decision to decline it. And maybe that's me, actually, I'm preaching we shouldn't be ashamed of freedom. And then at one level, I actually made the calculation, no, that could hurt Trump, so I'm not going to do it. Well, that's a thought. See, a lot of this is stream of consciousness, folks. I mean, I'm up here telling you what I really think. But again, I'm only telling that story again, like, oh, I got invited to be the introduce Trump. That's not why I'm telling the story. It's that Trump doesn't care now. I don't think he did care. But that shows he's really matured, and all of us have matured. It's a process. We learn more all the time. In understanding that, I remember when Rand Paul first got in the Senate 10 years ago or whatever it was, and I've been a big booster, he was on the show a bunch, Politico called me and they said, how could we have beaten him? And I said, well, if you would have endorsed him, he probably would have lost. Because Politico and the mainstream media are so hated that if you would have acted like he was in the establishment, you would have beaten him. And, of course, they even published that. And I was glad they did because that's what they don't get. They're done. It's over. Mainstream media is a reanimated corpse funded by the globalists. Almost no one watches it. They can put out some hoaxes and say J.D. Vance is having sex with couches, totally made up, or Trump hates all Mexicans, totally made up, or I'm peeing on kids, dead kids' graves, all made up. But at the end of the day, most people know they're liars, so we don't have to respond to it anymore. It's like, great, the New York Times is attacking me. And that's where Trump has really, really gotten it. We absolutely should not be ashamed of freedom. And we absolutely need to want the media and the globalist cockroaches to attack us. All right, we got a great video he just posted. We're going to air after he leaves us, but I just asked him to come on when I saw his video. The mighty Ted Nugent, who is on tour, was just in Pennsylvania to giant crowds of patriots, is on fire, and I wanted to get his take on the attempted assassination of our amazing President Trump, who is so much more hardcore now, and just, Ted Nugent is the original OG field marshal in the fight against the tyrants, his advice with 98 days left on what the bad guys are going to do. Ted Nugent.
Well, number one, Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it because I'm much too humble and inconsequential in the final analysis to think that my individual points of view matter. A guy stopped me on the streets of Pennsylvania yesterday before one of the greatest concerts in the history of rhythm and blues. And he said, "Hey, Uncle Ted, I love your political views." And I stopped immediately, went over, and went, "Son, the Constitution isn't a view." So, Alex, what you are railing and raising hell for, number one, God bless
you. No, you're right. It's a way of life. It's a philosophy. It's human.
Yeah, well, again, truth, logic, common sense, everything in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, are instincts. And you as a hellraiser, and me as a hellraiser, and Donald Trump as a hellraiser, we are exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted every American to be, not a Mitt Romney who brings a doily to a gunfight. So everything you spew, Alex Jones, is alive and well on the not-so-mean streets of America. Truth, logic, and common sense is kryptonite to Uncle Sam. And I'll tell you what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Last night I did a concert, sold out, a great, great, it was my 6,945th flame-throwing American soul music, rhythm, blues, rock and roll festival. And I had children secure the roof. I had children with no security training whatsoever secure the roof within 200 yards of my concert. Now, obviously, I'm making fun because I know some Secret Service guys that are real white warriors. They're fire breathers. I know some FBI guys. Actually, I don't think there's any more real law enforcement in the FBI, but what you talk about, what you share, what you raise hell about is alive and well all across this country. So, Alex Jones, ditto, ditto, ditto. You're not supposed to bring a doily to a gunfight. You're supposed to bring an A-10 warthog to a committee hearing. Our government has lost its balls. It's lost its soul. The enemy of America is Uncle Sam. And, Alex, that hurts coming out of my mouth. It pains me deeply. But if we don't identify the cockroaches and start stomping on them, we are finished.
I totally agree. Talking about philosophy and just instinct, you're right. It's not even a political view. It's instinct that God imprinted and stamped on us. We are at the crossroads. And the fact that Trump isn't intimidated and now came out in Minnesota and said the globalists want to depopulate the earth. They want to kill you. They're your enemy. I mean, he's getting really hardcore and is a new man. He was an amazing guy 8 years ago when he came down that escalator, but now, or 9 years ago, but now, and I know you talk to him a lot, he is on.
Well, there are biblical phrases and excerpts that are instinctual. I don't have to refer to the Bible. I'm glad that somebody wrote it down. But Donald Trump is wearing the armor of God. The Founding Fathers were touched by the hand of God to get away from kings and emperors and tyrants and furors and slave drivers. We decided that our instincts drove us to experiment in self-government, be in total individual, independent control of our destiny. And that's what Donald Trump represents. Because on that 13th of July, that was the hand of God turning his head away from a .22 caliber bullet. And Uncle Sam shot him. Uncle Sam. And I dare those bureaucrat punks to come and knock on my door, attempt to kick down my door, because I am a free American. And I live by the self-evident truth as outlined in those sacred documents where the only experiment in self-government is allowed in the history of humankind. And again, Alex, I know you know this, but you are touched by the hand of God. You're wearing the armor of God. You and I and Donald Trump and other patriots who will not back down, we were sent for times such as this, and we love you for that. We pray for you because you and I and Donald Trump and real patriots, we are in the crosshairs, not figuratively, literally. So God bless you. Be safe. Watch your six. Be sure you're surrounded by really higher level of awareness, friends and allies, as I do every day, because these are treacherous times.
Ted, you're totally right. And before you got to go, you're a gun expert, bow expert, world renowned. talking to the people that were there. Everything has come out. They now confirm 90 minutes they were tracking him, 26 minutes on the roof, range finders. The SWAT teams have released their text messages. He's casing the joint. He's getting ready to do something, and the Secret Service did nothing. I'm not blaming the low level, but obviously higher ups, this is an inside job, a stand down. You were saying Uncle Sam shot him. I agree. Elaborate on that briefly.
Well, I'm afraid the deep state is more widespread than we originally thought. We knew it existed following Eisenhower's speech in 1953 warning us about the CIA being the enemies of mankind, the enemies of America, the enemies of freedom, and the industrial military congressional complex. I mean, there should be a curriculum in the schools, because now the deep state includes the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the entire gang with all the power and all the guns. They hate freedom. They hate people who dedicate ourselves to being the asset column, and they know that Donald Trump represents that. Nobody I know, and I know some pretty dumb people, but the dumbest people I know would not have failed to secure that rooftop. That is numbnut 101. And any Secret Service agent, any law enforcement agent on the premises that day who didn't identify that and move to rectify it, they're all guilty.
Chuck, how powerful was it when he's so quick at 78 years old to get nicked, instantly dropped, then they all get around him, he rolls the dice to stand up and be defiant and says, fight, fight, fight. That is as iconic as anything I have ever seen. In fact, I mean, that is the most iconic thing I've seen in my life. It is so inspiring across the world. And then Google has blocked searches of this until today because of pressure, where if you typed in Donald, you would get duck and could not search Donald Trump the last 2 days as they tried to block this information, Ted Nugent.
I think I can draw the conclusion that is irrefutable, Alex, that Donald Trump as a Tyrannosaurus Rex scrotum. This guy got more balls than Parnelli Jones as he took me around the Indy track at 200 miles an hour, and I was scared like a little girl. This man was literally sent to save America, to identify the vulgarity, the obscenity, the corruption, the criminality of Uncle Sam and his entire bureaucratic gang of snakes. And that by him being touched by God and just turning slightly, as that 223 round went by his head and clipped his ear, that's all the proof that we need that he is divine intervention, and that anybody who has a problem with Donald Trump is anti-American, anti-human, and anti-freedom. And it's our job, Alex, to educate and prod, beseech, beg, cajole, punch if you have to. We have to get everybody to vote for Donald Trump. In our family, you can't have any fence sitters anymore. If we don't vote as a unified, constitutional, conservative, independent, free people for Donald Trump in November, we might as well bend over and spread our cheeks, because Uncle Sam is a snake. He's a devil. Whatever that freak punk is that pretends to be Joe Biden is no commander-in-chief in the world I live in.
Ted Nugent, in closing, and I can't wait to come hang out with you and your wife and do some shooting again. That's been amazing. Back when you're back in Texas, where were you when you learned it happened, when you saw it happened? And then just briefly, I know you're a ballistics guy, but I've done a lot of hunting, a lot of shooting, nothing like you, but more than most. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten two shots off at a hog 400 yards away. He moves. I nick him. Don't think I hit him. I shoot again, hit him in the side, knock him over. And when I drive over on the four-wheeler or the ATV, I see where I just barely nicked him across the back. It's a little bit of blood's coming out, a little bit of nick. The left are so ignorant about ballistics, just like Chuckie Schumer cooks, you know, raw hamburger and serves it to people. I mean, they're literally like aliens. They think that a bullet, if it nicked him, would blow his ear off. They don't understand grazing and are trying to say it's fake.
Well, how about punk-ass Christopher Ray? How about the gangster? How about the punk-ass Christopher Ray, who claims it wasn't even a bullet hit, it was shrapnel, as if how shrapnel can somehow materialize prior to the bullet getting there? I mean, what kind of freak is Christopher Ray? Who would ever obey a command by Christopher Ray? If you obey a command by Christopher Ray, I got something you might understand. Bah, bah, a bunch of soulless little sheep.
Where were you when you found out?
I literally was here in the swamps of Michigan. I had just come in from training with a SWAT team. I have a new M4, and I'm shooting some new Remington Core-Lock ammo. I had just come in, so I was kind of high on brass rainbows in aim small, miss small discipline martial arts. I came in, and my phone blew up. And all my friends say, turn on the TV, turn on the TV. And when they say that, like on 9/11, I didn't ask why. I immediately turned it on, and they had just replayed the live footage. So I was only less than 2 minutes behind the actual real-time shooting. And I'll tell you, my heart sank. You're right, Alex. This was the moment of infamy in the history of our lives as our own government denies the democratic process of voting for the people of our choice. They couldn't indict him. They couldn't imprison him. They couldn't hurt him. So they tried to kill him. Anybody that doesn't get that, call 1-800-NUMBNUT, and Michael Moore will explain why personal hygiene is totally unnecessary.
All right, TedNugent.com. Last question, I promise. You were gracious to come on. How did your beautiful, amazing wife, Shimei, take this?
She's such an activist. She has a Real America Voice, Faith and Freedom, Alex. Everybody should find Shimei Nugent's Real America Voice, Faith and Freedom. She has become such a warrior. She has inspired so many apathetic fence sitters to re-engage in this fought blood and guts paid for.
She's a real life Valkyrie.
Yeah, she's a fireball. She's not only the sexiest and most dangerous bow hunter in the world, but she is a real We the People activist. So, Alex, thank you for having me on. If people would go to TedNugent.com, last night we sold something, 10,000 flags that has an AR-15 on it that says, I will not comply. And you can get that at TedNugent.com. But tune into Real America's Voice, Shemaine's Faith and Freedom, and My Spirit Campfire. We're raising hell because that's our job as an American.
Ted, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. Godspeed.
I had one more question. I forgot to ask it. What would have happened if they killed Trump? He was sending me text messages like 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago. I said, hey, why don't you just come on the air and say all this? So he did. He has the hotline number. I didn't even know he's going to call in. I just said, why don't you call in? So, that's the whole topic we should do a whole show on. What would have happened if they killed Trump or put him in a vegetative state? Because those 5.56 rounds are nasty when they hit bone. It hit him in the temple, shot bone in the brain. Bare minimum, Trump would have been vegetative. And then the globalists knew that. So how did they kill Trump but still look like victims? They staged terror attacks right after. All right, I didn't know I was going to have Ted Nugent on, so I thought we'd have time to take a bunch of calls this hour, but it's okay. We're going to take some. On any subject you want that I've already raised or anything you want to bring up, first time, long time callers, but we're going to take, let's take 8 phone calls. That way I get to everybody. I had a Judge Joe Brown, who's amazing insider. I don't mean like a bad guy insider, but he was like one of the first prominent black lawyers, black judges. He knew Joe Biden. He knew the Democrats. He was inside their councils. He knew all about Kamala years later. He is going to destroy her and take the gloves off coming up. He's hated her for years. And so you want to tune into this coming up in about 37 minutes from now, 36 minutes from now. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. All right. Nugent mentioned some of this, but let me just show you the headlines. There's a bunch of newscasts and video of this and text messages. I mean, it's even in Forbes and AP, so it's they're not even denying it now. Thomas Matthew Crooks, the supposed shooter, we know there was probably another one, spotted 90 minutes before Trump assassination attempt, report says. Pennsylvania SWAT sniper says Trump shooter just seemed out of the place as officer warned of a gunman beforehand. Rangefinder, everything. Said he's casing the joint. Local SWAT team blames Trump assassination attempt on lack of planning communication. A little more than that. Secret Service responds to reports about lack of communication or Trump assassination attempt. Fox News. Here are all the text messages. They're all up on Infowars.com. They're like, this is like an hour and a half before he gets shot. They're like, what are you doing? He's obviously a And meanwhile, Google memory holes attempted assassination of Trump. We couldn't even search it for 2 days. Now it's back up because they got caught. Just amazing. Trump's defending the Secret Service lady that couldn't reholster her gun. People thought that she was fake. I mean, I'm sorry. She's incompetent. But Trump's trying to be nice. That's how he is. Too nice. But she did shield him, so he's saying he forgives her. FBI confirms Donald Trump was struck by a bullet. AP. Trump agrees to give victim interview to the FBI after assassination attempt. He should do a after-action victim report about how they victimized him. He's going to meet with them about how he's a victim. They're asking to meet with him. Probably try to set him up like the General Flynn at that. Video of Trump shooting appears to show suppressed rifle fire from first-floor window under Crooks. Yep, very important report, Infowars.com. CIA denies using MKUltra mind control programming on Trump shooter. Okay. Bears deny going to bathroom in the woods. So I've covered that. I need to hit this. I've mentioned this, but it's a big deal. So I'll briefly hit this when we come back and then go to your phone calls. But Biden's coming to Austin to announce new tyranny. And it's very serious. Packing the Supreme Court and two other horrible things. We're going to go to break, but I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. We cannot run this operation without you. I need your support. I'm asking for your aid and comfort. I'm asking for you to make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com, our amazing sponsor, that is separate from InfoWars. Even if they shut this down, it'll be our sponsor in the future to relaunch. So it's so critical. Plus, the products are game-changing. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant. It is the breakdown of what creates energy in the cells and flushes the cells out with other key nutritive compounds to supercharge it. Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. All the Nano Silver products are very close to selling out. The Nano Silver toothpaste with the iodine, the tea tree, and the other organic oils like peppermint, no fillers, the wound gel, the immune gargle, it's all selling out. drjonesnaturals.com, despite that, it's on sale. And then Cabachill is not a depressant. It naturally relaxes you, but you're still focused and clear. So many afternoons, I've been working since 4 a.m. I'm exhausted. I can't relax. I'll take a couple Cabachill. 30 minutes later, it's like I'm rested. It's like I'm awake but calm. It's different than, because I don't like depressants. I mean, I like alcohol, but that's about it. I don't like other depressants. But I do really like Cabachill. It's there, several different versions of that. At drjonesnaturals.com, there's Rocket Rest, an incredible natural sleep aid. There's Top Brain, a powerful nootropic. If you like the nootropics at InfoWars, you'll love the nootropics at drjonesnaturals.com because he designed them with top developers. These are the next level. drjonesnaturals.com. That's where you find so many amazing products. I want to thank you all for your past support, but now's the time for action. With 98 days left of the election, support InfoWars. We support Trump. We support you. drjonesnaturals.com. The ball's in your court. Stay with us.
I want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
It was an inside job. Found a well connected. Your little protest. Some merrily rejected. It was
face when it hit. His ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si miratibus ocelis, potum amici vulnera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The big assault is coming with 98 days left of the Democratic Party crime syndicate in full control. Then, in the next 79, after Trump is elected, if we override their fraud with too big to rig, they are going to unleash civil unrest and paint Trump as Hitler 2.0. But now they're telling us what their plan is. 2 weeks ago, when Biden was still claiming he would never step down, they would not tell anyone why he was coming to speak at the LBJ Presidential Library at University of Texas at Austin. But now, as of last night, they have told us what the plan is in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. And as we speak, he is getting on Marine One to get on the airplane, Air Force One, and fly and land at Bergstrom International Airport, the former head of SAC command. They will then block off the highways. He will travel and speak this evening at the University of Texas. But he's not the real president. We all know that. So this is what I'm getting at. Several big angles here and what the agenda is. They now admit it. Most Americans want Biden to resign now in multiple polls. And a lot of conservatives in Congress are saying if it's 25th Amendment secretly, he needs to go regardless. He's not in control anyways. You don't want to elevate Kamala to president and give her the power and legitimacy in the next 98 days and the next 79 after that. We'll put it up on screen. The combined days are how many? Because it's not just getting to the election. Now it's getting through that period of 79 days when Trump is president-elect. So it is a no-brainer, and I've talked to the top of the Trump campaign. They agree with me. I called them this weekend, and I said, obviously, I'm seeing a lot of Republicans 174 days to the inauguration. That's the real number, 174, not 98. And they said, yeah, we know. Good advice. We're on it. I'm like, well, Congress and the Republicans are trying to remove him. You don't want that. And they're like, we know. I was like, okay, good. So I'm not going to say who I talked to, but I talked to the top people, multiple people. They said, we know, we get it, you're right. I'm like, okay, well, then what's going on? We're trying. So everybody running around celebrating like we're going to get a scalp getting rid of Biden. You do not want that, and you don't want him killed. You don't want any of that. They might do that. Hell, they might kill him in Austin. Who knows? I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying. I said that he would step down on the 20th or 21st. Weeks before it happened, boom, called the date. I figured it would take about 2 weeks. I looked at the calendar. There it is. Because, again, we don't use a targeting computer like Luke Skywalker. We use the Force, which is God. So most Americans want Biden to resign now. Okay, great. Well, you get Kamala, bombshell, ladies and gentlemen. Biden in Austin, security expected to be tight for the president's visit. Yeah, they're blocking airspace off at 30 miles because he's the president. But Trump's the real president. He has no airspace control. Biden in Austin. Austinites advised to expect airport travel, traffic, public transport delays. And here is the 30 miles out, no flight, including the airport, while he's here. The total delays, total, and then going out 80 miles, partial control. So here's the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden, my plan to reform the Supreme Court and ensure no president is above the law like he is. Biden to push for constitutional amendment next week to reverse Trump immunity decision report. Biden rolls out plan to overhaul the Supreme Court. So let me tell you what's in the announcements. The headlines say three things, but I've read it. It's actually four. He wants to announce a plan as Pocahontas, Senator Warren announced a few nights ago, we played at the start of the show, to pack the Supreme Court where the Democrats still have control of Congress, so they now nominate 5, 10, 15, who knows. New people they control, so they put them all on, so for the foreseeable future, they control the court. Then they want term limits on the Supreme Court, but not term limits for themselves. Then they want a czar set up, an inspector general with the Justice Department and the executive they want to control over the Supreme Court, which is a constitutional crisis and mixes the three branches of government. There was one other thing here. I just read it earlier, but you had to read a bunch of articles to get it all together because there's four things. So there's pack the Supreme Court, term limits, have an inspector general over the Supreme Court, and there's one other thing. Oh, yeah, citizenship for illegals, but, yeah, that's not on the Supreme Court angle. It'll pop in my head in a minute. Oh, that's right. The big one he's talking about, reverse the immunity. They didn't say he had total immunity. They said the way you do it is you impeach him or you vote him out or there's the three branches of governments are not separated. So I forgot the most important one. Good job, crew. Thomas popping in my ear. So that's his big announcement is that he wants to overhaul the immunity. And he's misrepresenting that, oh, he can kill whoever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. None of that is true. Yeah, here it is. Biden to push for constitutional amendment next week to reverse Trump immunity decision. But bigger than that, which is a constitutional crisis, is packing the Supreme Court. That is massive. Again, if the president doesn't have basic immunity other than impeachment or being voted out, any controlled prosecutor by George Soros could take him anytime they want, which you've seen. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Appreciate you calling. We'll talk to Daniel and Tim and Leo and Brad and Jack and Rich and Hammer Time and Craig. And a lot of people at the New York Times have pointed out most of the callers are men. Women are welcome. Sometimes mainly women call in, but usually I say 80% of calls are men. That's not men's fault. That's women not calling in, but that's how the leftist brain works. Let's talk to Daniel in Tennessee. Daniel, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call. The first thing I want to talk about is a detail that I don't think anyone else has talked about. Moments before the supposed crooks or whoever shot, the moments before that happened, a police officer climbed up on the roof, engaged, distracted the shooter, and within moments after that, the shooter started taking shots.
That's right. I didn't know he engaged. He said he saw him and then called. Are you saying there's another report he engaged as in shot him? Or
engages in. He looked at him. He distracted him. He
no, that's confirmed.
He's made his presence aware. After that, Crooks started taking shots. I don't think that was the exact moment those shots were planned to be taken. Therefore, all the other shooters that were there with us, one extra shooter, two extra shooters.
No, that's right. One lone officer not following orders with a stand down, which we know happened for 90 minutes, just popping up and saying something, put them off balance and put the timetable off.
And thank God for that officer. I would love to know personally who that officer is, and I would love to hear from that person. He probably needs to be protected. He may not even still be around. Who knows?
No, I agree. Trump should have him the next rally.
That guy is a hero, an absolute hero that has not been recognized. And when I first heard that, I thought, that guy knew what he was doing.
Oh, that came out the next day. That's confirmed that the officer kept calling it in for like 30 minutes, and he finally crawled up, saw the guy on the roof, and said something to him, and then went to get more people. And yeah.
Boom. Shots started happening. Completely changed.
But that's part of the modern system where we've taken power from police, where if they even defend themselves, they go to prison. So they've been gelded. I mean, I'm not putting the officer down, but if I saw a guy with a rifle on a roof, I'd go ahead and shoot him.
Absolutely. And he probably didn't want to put his family in danger in that way.
And that's because you see it. I mean, you see what they did to police all day.
Plausible deniability. He can be like, oh, I didn't know. I thought it already happened. So he probably is way smarter than we realize and ran through all the scenarios, put himself in that situation, said, I can do just enough to disrupt this, and it worked. The next thing I want to talk about that I've been seeing is Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Elon Musk, fully on Trump's side. He's completely, where he needs to be.
Oh, yeah, anybody that said that I was promoting Musk the last 6 months and I was wrong, they've been proven wrong. Elon Musk is all in.
Well, they're still individuals and they still can make their own decisions. But Zuckerberg is 40 years old. I'm 37. He's 40 years old. He's been a billionaire. He's been crazy rich for most of his life, a good portion of his life. I think what has happened is he's been exposed to the globalist, elitist, evil plan enough to say, I don't know that I want to support this. I have so much more to consider in my life. And I think he's slowly trying to separate himself from those elitists. And he's saying good things about Trump, kind of testing the waters.
No, you're right. No, he's starting to slowly slide our way. And we should give him amnesty. If he comes over to us, boom, come on.
Come on. I mean, it's that's the kind
of... That's what I've warned listeners about
is
we have to be ready to win. We have to be ready to win and everybody start coming over to our side. We've got to have that attitude because we're there.
But we're getting... I mean, that's... Zuckerberg is obviously a major heavy hitter, huge influential person in modern day
communication. He stole the election. Out of all the players, he was the MVP in stealing 2020.
And he sort of admitted that. And he also said that he regrets it. I've done things in the past that I don't want to, I won't repeat. I didn't choose a side, but I feel like he has chosen a side. And being silent in these situations can also be detrimental. Like, we don't want that from anybody.
But I agree. Let me tell you, we will offer Zuckerberg immunity if he just comes out for Trump.
That would be, I mean, I can't even imagine the kind of overpour that would have if we could just have Facebook, obviously now Twitter, just simply not interfere. I'm not saying, yes, would I love them to push for Trump? Sure. But I'm for fair elections.
Daniel, you're making great points, but I got to get to the next person. Amazing call. Brad in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today? Great talking to you again. Hey, I wanted to mention you said what would happen if Trump would have been killed. I'll tell you what would have happened. For saying that they didn't have anything to do with this, that's complete nonsense. They pulled that right out of the RFK playbook in 68. RFK was going to win the Democratic nomination. They hit him in California before the convention. That's exactly what they did this time, except they missed, barely. And they blamed it on a 20-year-old. Sirhan was like 21. Patsy, just like Crook.
Admittedly drugged up under MKUltra. The guy that really shot RFK was admitted CIA, Skunk Works.
There was more than one. He wasn't the only one. But, yeah, he put a bullet in his head. And this shooter wasn't Crooks. There was a couple shooters in that other building with an open window with a direct line of sight to Trump. So it was a CIA hit the whole way.
I agree. And imagine how upset they are with the Secret Service FBI stand down that they missed 8 shots. They've got to really know Trump's got God behind him.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're so blessed. He's so blessed, and he's so lucky. I just hope he knows it and leans on God going forward.
I'm told Trump is 10 times more hardcore now. Hell, he just came out and said the globalists want to kill you.
What's amazing about this whole thing is that Bobby Kennedy's son is involved in a race, and I can't even imagine what RFK Jr. what the emotions he must have went through watching what happened to Trump. I mean, it's unbelievable because he was right there.
They filled his dad full of holes.
Yeah, and that's so well covered up. Most people don't. That's what woke me up before you did. When I was really young, I studied JFK. I mean, and that was obvious, okay? Then I moved on, and I said, what happened to his brother? He was killed in the middle of the night out on the East Coast. It was like midnight, and they covered it up so well. They covered it up by putting a special unit senator investigation together in the LAPD, but it was really run by the CIA. And so they just covered it up. All the witnesses were badgered. Everybody, you know, eyewitness testimony, people coming down the firewall saying, we shot him. And they covered that up. It's unbelievable.
Even The Guardian reported a decade ago that there were 6 high-level CIA agents, officers, in the crowd at the Ambassador Hotel.
In the ballroom. That's correct. They were all over the place. It was obvious. It was cut and dry.
What would have happened if they killed Trump? You were going to finish that, and then imagine what they're going to do now. They're not going to stop.
No, they're not going to stop. You're probably right. But now they've got, you know, they're trying to pull out their the narrative. They're change the narrative. That's what they always do. Just like you said about Biden coming to Austin, you know, I don't get it. I mean, we're in a deep state world. We just don't realize it. We think, well, we got a chance here, fair elections. You know, it's not that bad. We're teetering on the brink of martial law, just like you keep saying. And so, thank you for all you do, and putting the truth out there every day, Alex.
I'm trying, brother. Thank you. Yeah, I just I go intellectually off my decisions, but then I also follow the spirit. And I thought I'd been hit by the spirit with intense warning before. Nothing is compared to this. I've been saying prayers like 5 times a day. God, just turn down the discernment. I'm like, I can't handle this. This is like full war mode. I mean, this is going down, folks. This is it. The whole future of our country and the world, they're going to have World War III if we don't stop this. I mean, I cannot describe to you, and I think you all know this. You don't need me to tell you. This is epic. Jack in Maryland, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Jack. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? First-time caller.
Welcome.
So I've got 2 points I wanted to cover. So the first thing, I wanted to talk about as a solution for a lot of people, how to get out of the city or any suburbs and stuff like that. So the USDA offers what's called a Section 502 Rural Development Home Loan. This is a no money down home loan to either build or buy your own house in a rural area. There's, I think, 3 qualifications for the loan. It's United States citizen first off. 21 years or older and 2 years of tax return. So that qualifies a whole hell of a lot of people. You can also, you might be able to pull this up on the screen, but you can look up USDA Rural Development Eligibility Map and you can see like what qualifies. But I'm actually like an hour still from DC and Baltimore, so I'm not out in the boonies essentially. So that, I think a lot of people can benefit from that. And the interest rates for that program, I just checked a few months ago, they're 4.5%, which is extremely low compared to, you know, the rest.
No, you're right. We can use the system against it. Absolutely. I'm aware of programs like that. It's so smart to get into rural areas. And who cares if you're just a farmer or you pump gas? Your kids aren't going to be taught how to cut their genitals off. Whoever can get out of the city, get out.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's no money down. Extremely low interest rate. I think a lot of people could, qualify for that. And then the other thing was, so my buddy had done a job at the White House years, maybe 2-3 years ago or something. And he was like, yeah, I met Biden. And, you know, I was like, was he gaffing? Was he funny or whatever? He's like, no. He's like, the one thing that I noticed, though, is he was really, really tall. And I was like, that's weird. I Googled it. I was like, he's 6 foot. And then, you know, now we see this double that's like significantly taller.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to get into conspiracies like that, but you can. The face looks different. It's a different person. Of course, we're in the middle of a coup, so who knows if Biden's even alive?
Well, exactly. That's what made me think of that. I was like, this wasn't, you know, some camera event. Like, they would just shovel this guy off whenever they needed him. But now the fact that he's in, you know, on TV, that super tall version is a little odd to me. So
very odd. Hey, great points about that. And again, everybody who can, if you've got to stay in the city like we do because of InfoWars, I get it. But if you can get some backup, I don't care if it's a crappy trailer, folks, and a garden, you want to hedge your bets because there's a good chance this thing's going down. I mean, you do not want to be in a city when America goes belly up. And I'd say, you know, God's got his hand on Trump in America. And if we pray and are politically active, we may be able to turn this around. But God helps those that help themselves. Get out of the cities now, people. Hammer time in Florida on Kamala Harris, Trump, and the coming threats. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, you got me?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I wanted to talk about Camilla real quick. She she looks like she could be, like, upper-class Indian mafia, and I've been seeing a lot of Indians getting hired in key, like, government positions, and we all know that Indians are very good at scam likely. So I think we just got to watch out for organized crime. People like that.
Well, I mean, nothing against Indians, but they are the most populous group in the world, and there's a lot of different groups within it, but definitely Indians tend to be more pre-market, but they also, you know, on average, you know, tend to be running some scams, just on average. There's a percentage that doesn't. I'm not saying most of them do it, but it's definitely there. But yeah, she's definitely not black, and so that's definitely an angle going on.
So, yeah, I love Indians, especially ones like Dinesh D'Souza, but what I'm saying is, that's organized crime, and the Indians are very organized and very good at it. Another group that I've heard about was the Ukrainian intelligence. Now,
oh, they're huge. Their use is a major cutout.
Yeah, they're very dangerous, and they can probably get really technical. And then there's other groups, like the Mexican Mafia is the richest mafia on the planet right now after 20 million illegal immigrants got smuggled through them. So they got Bezos money now. And these type of people we need to really look at because they're dangerous.
Well, that's right. I mean, remember when Pelosi said MS-13 is all God's children. We know the Democrats are using Latin mafias as their enforcers.
Yes, and MS-13 is just El Salvadorian. They're not really, you know, the news makes a big deal about them, but they're not as big as these other mafias in Mexico, really. I mean, they literally have $350 billion right now.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to I heard you 2 weeks ago saying that you saw Ronald Reagan at some point in your life. In my hometown of Bloomfield, New Jersey, June 13th, 1985, I had the great honor and privilege to see Ronald Reagan talk about his new tax reform. And let me tell you something, Alex. For over 2 hours, that we were waiting in a much smaller venue, town hall in front of me, post office behind me, in the perimeter. There was Secret Service guys on every single building, and it was hot as hell, and they didn't move an inch. And as far as the eye could see, it's just like a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer how all this is unbelievable. I just wanted to make a concise
and 450 feet away, the closest building, nobody on it, with the building behind it, 50 feet behind it, the Secret Service Command Center looking onto the roof where he was for 26 minutes. It was a stand-down, just like Ted Nugent said 45 minutes ago. This was Uncle Sam trying to kill President Trump.
I mean, like I said, the first thought when I heard you say that after the shooting that you had saw Reagan, I said, I got to call into the phone, call into the show. It took me two.
Oh, yeah. When he was in Dallas, they had, my dad goes, look, son, that's a Stinger missile. And back then, nobody even knew what that was. And they had Secret Service up there. And I saw him, you know, with the missile. It's like a tube with a box on it. And I've seen that before at the White House when I've covered it. You know, you'll pop up for a minute if a plane flies over. They've got missiles, but they go, oh, well, he's not really the president. He's the real president. And Mayorkas cut it down to nothing.
Well, you know, this is my whole thing. Just listening to all the hearings with the Senate hearings with the FBI and then with Sheetland and everything. And it's like, you don't have to be an expert on anything. You just have to have a little common sense. It's really ridiculous how people, their minds are so programmed into the deep state, they have no idea. It's just ridiculous. But I just wanted to make a quick point, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate you. We're going to break. I'm going to jam in Craig and Leo before Judge Brown Joneses. You don't want to miss this interview coming up on Kamala Harris and her real background. Judge Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown TV on X. That is all coming up. Please remember, I need you to support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. All the patented nanosilver products for your immune system, your body, the toothpaste, so good for your teeth, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Cobbett Show, the Top Brain. Go to the site, peruse it, and get a product, get some products. That's how you support the show. Plus, you get great products in the mail. drjonesnaturals.com. I cannot do this without you. And then separately, we're almost sold out of everything. They tried to shut us down, as you know, 6-7 weeks ago. We're still here. There's a lot of hoops we got to jump through, but a good chance we're going to stay on the air indefinitely. But we're selling out of all the products, the X2, the X3, the Nitric Boost, the Ultra 12, the Vaso Beats, the Ultimate Fish Oil. It's almost all sold out. And when that sells out, we got to go to sponsorship to hold us over to see if we can maneuver in court and get a buyer for the assets to keep us on air. I don't know if that's going to happen. I put it in God's hands. God's come through so much. It's amazing. But we need support now. Plus, they're great products. Please, this is real. This isn't like all the other, you know, Netflix and TV shows, entertainment, or a football game, or a baseball game, or a basketball game, or the Olympics. This is the hardcore tip of the spear. The White House, the real White House, Trump, listens to what we're saying, what we're doing. We reach millions and millions and millions and millions a day. So keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great products. But Dr. Jones Naturals is separate from InfoWars. Even if InfoWars shut down, mark down InfoWars Store, but also Dr. Jones.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.